4K and up with me. For DJC.
KN4PWA. What's happening, Dave?
I'm going to CVS to get my wife some, pick up a couple of prescriptions. She's not doing too good. She's got a lot worse than I do, and of course she has COPD, so. Anywho. So, she's having a little tougher time with it.
So she's got what you had?
Yeah, we were always taught to share.
Yeah, well, I'm sure she appreciates that. Yeah, right. Well, hopefully she's going to be okay. So how are you doing? You doing better?
I'll be cut loose tomorrow. If it's not raining.
You better go back at that a little bit slow, bud. You know, kind of ease your way back into it. Well, that's good. That's good. Matter of fact, I just finished a job over here south of Easley, and now I'm headed over by the Hobby Connection. Going to pick up a few little supplies so I can get back on my airplane. Did I tell you that I tested that Evolution engine, and it runs great? And I found a bunch of my old engines. I think I told you that, didn't I?
Tell me, you told me about that.
See.
And.
David, how you been doing? I've been trying to find out any some info on you, but, Somebody's got a call that's so similar to yours. I thought he was on the radio yesterday, but it was a KO4 call instead of KB. So I was trying to talk to the wrong guy, I guess, yesterday. But I hope you're doing better.
There is another CBA call. When I first heard it, I thought, somebody's using my call. I'm fine. Doctor's cutting me loose. Tomorrow, he said I can, get back to my normal activities and I won't be contagious. But my wife has it and she's having a tougher time with it. So I'm sitting in the line here at CVS to pick up a prescription for her. They're going to, because she may have pneumonia. They're just not sure. They need to do a chest x-ray, but they're just going to go ahead and give her the antibiotic anyway.
Hey, Jerry.
Yes, Steve.
Now, you do understand that when Dave says that the doctor cut him loose, that does mean strictly for the physical aspect.
Help me. Yeah, I know what you mean. But I tell you what, I hadn't heard anything from Dave for a day or so, and I was getting a little concerned, hoping you were doing okay. And I was trying to find out something about Rusty, too, to see how he was doing. I hadn't heard him on in a day or so either. I know Steve's okay. Steve's like, he's like Chuck Norris. Virus won't stick to him.
Hey, I tell you what. When you're as ugly as I am, I run a lot of things off. But there are things out there that penicillin runs from, and so do I.
My wife's allergic to penicillin. So anyway, you can't fix ugly, but, I can always get smarter.
Well, guys, I pulled in here at the Hobby Connection over in Greasley, and I'm going to run in and grab a few items. If you're still on there when I come back out, I'll jump back in. So if you're not, just in case, y'all stay safe, stay healthy, and I will talk to you again soon. KN4 VWA. I'm clear. Y'all carry on.
Safe.
I don't think I'm going anywhere anytime soon. This line ain't even moving.
See you there, David.
Waitham down Edwards Road.
I just got mentioned my daughter works for WYFF. She's assistant news director. She was telling me that one of her photographer's mother, who was 71, I'm not 70 yet, but walked into the health department down here in Anderson and waited 10 minutes and got her COVID vaccine.
They're giving them to people over 70, and I'm 66, so I'll be in the next group, so... I'm going to get mine as soon as I can, because I don't know. The doctor said, you know, I could be having immunities built up. It could last 30 days, 90 days, 6 months. They just don't know.
It's safe to take it after you've had it. I think it'd be a good idea to go ahead and take it as well. I don't turn 70 until the end of March, so I've got a couple of months yet before I'd be eligible for it, but I'm going to try to get in line. You know, you could even get in line at Ingles, too. Ingles had some things where you could actually sign up for it, and other people getting to run around telling them they've got to drive all the way to Aiken or North Augusta or somewhere like that or Columbia to get a vaccine. In Georgia, they started giving them over 65 on the 11th, and it's been about a cluster over there, too. I think they ran out of vaccine pretty soon, but there's only a few places that are actually giving it there. They've got a couple of locations, and Med here is giving it, but the health department is too, from what I understand, and Ingles is as well, which is kind of surprising, but that's good news. At least they've got it distributed out where maybe they can give some more doses. They just haven't given much of it out at all, I don't think.
It'll pick up, you know, as they get the stuff out of there. They got to make it, ship it, and distribute it. So, I know my doctor told me, I think he didn't get his till this week. See, when did I talk to him? It was one day this week. I can't even remember. First of the week. And and my daughter in Somerville, she got hers, and so, they're giving them to healthcare workers first, which, of course, makes sense. Of course, my daughter's already had it.
She's a nurse anyway, isn't she? Or does she work in a hospital system somewhere?
She's a nurse. She's a nurse manager up here at Prisma Health in palliative care and hospice. And she likes to work with elderly people. And But most everybody, they moved to Somerville with her husband's job, and I think she's with Trident, and but she's just working like three, four days a week.
We're sorry to hear about your wife and the possible pneumonia, but I can't take penicillin either. I can take one of the synthetic derivatives, and it doesn't bother me, but regular penicillin, I haven't been able to take it in years and years. I mean, when I was a kid, I could take it, but I think I must have developed a mild allergy for it at some point in time. I want to make sure, am I getting into the repeater okay? I'm not running a lot of power right now.
Yeah, you sound good. Really solid. I can't tell any difference. KB4CBA. Yeah, I wouldn't mess with it. I tell you, I hope this line starts moving. I don't want to be here all day.
Talk to the window to get the medication. They'll bring it out to you.
I don't know if my wife asked about that option, but there's a bunch of people in the drive-thru, so I guess this is it.
If I remember correctly, that's a pretty good size CVS anyway, but they're all busy right now, I guess. But hopefully they'll give her something to get her fixed up. I've had some bronchitis a couple times a year, but luckily this year I haven't had an issue with it, but I've been staying inside a lot, so that's probably helped a little bit. But other than a slight fever, do you have a call for anything, or did you work that out?
I just ached all over, and had a head cold, or what I thought was a head cold, and you ache with a cold, and I didn't have a fever, so it was kind of weird. My symptoms were, I mean, I played tennis one day when I had it. Hits different people different ways.
GC for ID. That's what I figure. I think some people get a lighter viral load, or whatever you call it, of it, than other people do as well, maybe. And your immune system has got a lot to do with it, too. I think a couple of people I've talked to that have had it, they gave them zinc, had them take zinc like 4 or 5 days in a row. And some people, they gave them vitamin D3 and just normal stuff, unless they got a lot worse.
We started taking zinc and, of course, vitamin C. My doctor put me on a prescription of vitamin D. It's a little gel thing, tablet. I take once a week because my vitamin D started dropping below the minimum. And I've never had that problem before, but I guess, your body changes as you get older. And he said the best way to get vitamin D is, be out in the sun. And I was out in the sun playing tennis all summer. And so I quit taking it. And when I went in, it was low. So I guess that didn't work for me. So I had to start taking it again.
I have the issue with my thyroid. That leaches vitamin, calcium out of my system. So I haven't been taking it, but I take the same thing. It's a little gel cap thing, and I usually don't take about 1 a week or something like that, I think. But vitamin D, sunshine should work with it, but as you get older, your body starts leaching calcium out, so that may have something to do with it as well. But my wife and I both been taking just a little bit of it, not a real high dosage, just been taking it once a week, or maybe, I don't know, I think somebody told me to take it like 3 days in a row, and wait for a week or so and take another 3 doses. I've been doing the same thing with zinc. I've been taking it like a couple of times a week, like 50 milligrams or something like that, which is probably 4 or 5 times what you need to take. But some of the stuff, you just don't get those trace elements in your body. And some of them you hold for a long time, but as you get older, all that stuff is just like they got a faucet that starts leaking out.
Well, and if you take too much of something, your body just gets rid of it. So unless you just really go overboard, it's not going to hurt anything. Well, changing the subject, were you on HF last night?
I don't have any HF capability. I'm planning on changing that sometime, maybe this spring, but I just got VHF and UHF.
I check into this sideband net 30 on 80 meters at 7 on 3915, and my antenna, it's a Carolina Wyndham, so it has a vertical aspect to it too, as well as horizontal, and I can hear people checking in from Taylor's, which is where I live, and all I can hear local people all around here easily, and Rusty and people like that, but then I can hear people in Goose Creek just as good, so but last night, golly day, it was awful. The noise level was just terrible, and it was like that on 40 too. So I don't know what was going on. What was a good night for HF? However, earlier in the day, I did get on 10 meters and I talked to a guy in Italy. And then I talked to a guy in the Cayman Islands. I asked him, I said, how is it down there? He said, 85 degrees and sunny. I said, you lucky dog.
10 meters, when it's open, it's open. And I don't think I've ever been on 80 meters, period. I never had anything, never had an antenna that was, it was capable of getting on 80. I was on 40 off and on over the years, and 20, 15, and 10. I was like 15. 15 was good. I was mostly on CW in those days, and it was 15 was a good band to be on, especially if you wanted to work on into Africa and Asia. It was a really good band for that. And 40 was 40 has many shortwave broadcasters on it back in the 70s, early 80s. It was really, a lot of QRM, but it was still a great band to be on. I don't know whether it's still that way or not.
Yeah, 20, 40, and 80 are usually pretty good in the evening. Of course, as it gets later, you have to move down. As one band, kind of gets bad, you just, like if 20 gets bad, you just go to 40, and 40 gets bad, you go to 80. And my antenna won't do 160, so, but I've even made contacts on 17 meters, I tell you, it's Carolina Wyndham, it's a heck of an antenna. I'm real impressed with it, and I'm just running 100 watts.
What is that? What's the length on that one, David?
I have is 100. I think it's 135 feet. It's 80 through 6 meters. And if you want to get 160, it has to be 200 and something feet long. It has to be longer than mine. But mine wouldn't fit because. That size wouldn't fit in my backyard because I only have 90 feet, and I'm using the neighbor's trees as it is.
Look at something like that. Maybe just get one from 40 down to 10. Maybe they make them, they build them that way. I don't have a big enough lot for over 100 feet of antenna wire.
I mean, they make them in all kinds of band combinations. Just depending on what you want and the room you got to use it and that kind of thing. Some people put them in their attic. I heard one guy last night, he said he put it on top of his house, and he's in a HOA, and they asked him what the wire was, and he said it's to keep bats away, and they said, I didn't know we had a bat problem. He said, well, it's working, isn't it?
I don't think that's a great response. I don't have any restrictions here. I could probably put up a tower if I could afford to do it, but I don't think I'm going to go that route. But I've got enough elevation in the back where I could string it off the house. I think the peak of the roof is probably about 30 feet, at least 30 feet off the ground. So I could probably run it that way and run it to the back of the lot, maybe. I don't know whether there'd be enough room or not. I may look at that, like I said, when the weather warms. I keep saying that when the weather warms up, if it ever does. It's been so cold lately. But then there was a good bit of RF noise yesterday, just in general. But I listened to AM radio stations, and I noticed it was real hashy yesterday, which it hadn't been. And a couple of days before, I don't know where that fog or this weather's causing, you know, I don't know what's causing the problem.
Yeah, I don't know either, but anyway, that's the way HF is. Well, let me run here. I got my sister on the phone here, and she just called, so, but I'll be back in a minute because I'm going to be here a while. KB4CBA.
Okay, David. N4DJC.